throat? Okay. So can I get you pronounce that?
Sore throat.
Okay.
Now, is that any? Am I different than other people in that?
Well, that's what we're trying to. That's what we'll do once we have all this down is try to see what the differences are, because they are people in different areas.
I remember my father laughed about it once. He said he came from New York State. I told you, and he came down there and was living in central Nebraska for quite a few years before he came out here. He was working on a ranch. He said he went to town one day, and the storekeeper down there got something that was still out at the ranch where my father was working. He says, "Is that in the road out there?" "No, it's the granary." He says, "Made the fella," he says, "I was satisfied." Peeved him a little that I thought I was getting smarter with my answer. But he says, "I just tell him the plain truth."
Well, it is real interesting.
It was an expression
it?
That he wasn't used to.
Well, that's kind of what we—that's kind of what we're looking for—is to see, you know, different ways that people say things.
We catch the people coming from Oklahoma and Kansas and down that way with quite a few of their local expressions that are different. Of course, we've heard enough of them that we know what they mean. Yeah. No problem. But it's different.
Yeah. Can you think of any expressions that are unusual in this area that you think are kind of?
No, I don't know.
Well, let's finish up so you can go on home. These two things are my
calves,
or the whole things, the things
leg.
I'll okay, and the things between my different parts of my my bones,
joints.
Okay, and I have two
feet.
And one
foot.
Okay. And the thing that I swallow and put food in?
Stomach.
Okay. Now, if I've eaten something that doesn't agree with me,
you probably have a bellyache.
I have a bellyache. Okay. Or I might say, somebody might say, David is sick. Would they use an expression using sick and stomach? Would they say?
Sick to stomach.
Sick.
Sick to the stomach.
Sick to the stomach. Okay. And the opposite of weak is?
Strong.
Okay. Okay. Now, if we're probably both going to have a sore throat in the morning. If we do, we're going to wake up and we're going to not be able to talk. We'll be a little
hoarse.
Okay. Now that kind of pain you get in your joints sometimes.
Arthritis.
Okay. And that pain you get in your side, and sometimes you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis. Appendicitis.
Okay. Now. In the old days, can you remember some of the diseases that were really bad in the old days, that people really...
Well, back at the time, I think my parents lost a child with scarlet fever.
Hmm.
And my father told me years ago when I was a boy, he knew a fellow that worked in the area. And he had been in the Spanish-American War in 1898. He had appendicitis. He was one of two that had an operation that lived out of 22. 22 were operated on, and 28 of them died. Well, they didn't know what to do, and they waited until they were sure they wouldn't live before they operated. They were sure they were going to die anyhow. I might as well operate. And if you let go to that stage, well, you could expect them to die. If they'd have probably operated 3 days quicker, they might have got by with it. But now, I know when my father was about 60 years old, he had his appendix out, and he just wasn't too sure whether he'd come back to us or not. Now,